We don't think much these days about going into any restaurant and ordering a meal, but in 1960, some were not served. That story came to a head at this lunch counter. We'll go there on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
It's one of the most famous spots in American civil rights history.
On February 1st, 1960, four young men from North Carolina A&T State University decided to challenge Jim Crow segregation by coming downtown to Greensboro and sitting at the lunch counter and demanding to be served.
Today, Earl Jones owns that lunch counter, in a sense. He is one of the co-founders of the International Civil Rights Museum and is housed in the old Woolworth Building in Greensboro.
Back during that time, that was a violation of the Jim Crow laws that existed throughout the South and in Greensboro. What they did on that day encouraged other students and other citizens to implement sit-ins as a strategy of nonviolent civil disobedience to overthrow Jim Crow segregation.
Looking back over a half century, what happened at this lunch counter had a major impact on the history of the 20th century.
As a matter of fact, Martin Luther King at the time said that the civil rights movement had come to a snail's pace and that what the North Carolina State University students did reignited the civil rights movement and accelerated its pace towards success.
What began with four students on February 1st, 1960 was growing very rapidly here at the Greensboro store.
Numbers grew to 26 the next day, then it grew to 80 and then 100. By the end of the month, the whole city downtown had been disrupted.
The museum receives thousands of visitors every year, and we'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.